Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.
Triple M breakfast.
Pinky, I think we were planning on talking footy tips over the weekend.
We were. Now, I've been tipping in the work tipping comp for the NRL, but I also tip for the AFL because I am predominantly an AFL girl. You'll be happy to know.
I also tip in those competitions.
Yeah, and?
Not this week, however, I forgot. How did you go?
Do you know how I went? I got 5 out of 8 in the NRL.
Whoa.
I know, right?
That's
I'm doing
good.
Well. I've already improved. And then we head over to AFL where I was getting 5 out of 9.
That's still very good.
I know. It's really good.
Been a bit of a tipster's nightmare the first few weeks.
Yeah.
But like we discussed in our opening segment, I am predominantly an AFL boy, as you're an AFL girl. So I think I need to pick an NRL team.
You do. Now, first things first, though, who is your AFL team?
Hawthorn.
Okay.
Although I have a sweet spot for a few other teams, but I'm firmly Hawthorn my whole life.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
Yeah, the whole family is. Dad made us when we were kids.
Okay.
And in fact, I think he even might have said to Mum, we can't get married till you change to Hawthorn.
It's Hawks or nothing.
Yeah, so she had to convert.
Oh, it's always a thing. Yeah, the conversion. Okay, so you're a Hawks supporter. Yeah, we do need to find you an NRL team. That's absolutely sure. Now, so have you watched much of it?
I've watched a little bit, and I have watched the Mighty Dolphins.
Okay, yes.
And
fins up.
So the first few games, fantastic. First three games, we won.
Yeah.
Well, I say we. I haven't chosen yet.
Well, first two, they actually got beaten by the Broncos
over this weekend.
Game.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I've narrowed it down to a few teams.
Okay.
First team on the list is the Dolphins.
Yep. Fair enough.
They're pretty much everyone's second team here.
It is.
The Capras feed them a lot of players, which is Rocky's team. They're looking good. But, like you said, they lost to the Broncos. So that brings me to team number two on the list.
Not allowed to lose. Okay, then.
Broncos are top of the table.
Oh, stop it.
And they already beat the Dolphins.
Don't do that to me. Don't bring the Broncos into this. All right.
So
any other options?
Well, they were the only two reasons, actually, that I was looking at the Broncos. I thought I'd have a look at the Cowboys because they're North Queensland.
Yeah.
They don't seem very good. Middle of the table?
1-3-3-5-3, if you want to call in.
However, I know the rush hour team.
Yeah.
Go
AB
for them.
And Elliot.
AB and Elliot go for them on the rush hours. I thought that would be a nice intercompany alignment if I chose them. So that's why they're on the list, for political reasons.
Oh, it is not. Stop it. Well, we definitely need to sort this out, and I'm sure CQ will help because, just so you know, we're just visitors here, right?
Yes.
CQ show. 1-3-3-5-3. Who is Anthony going to be tipping in the NRL comp, and he needs to get merched out and sorted?
I do have one more team on the list.
Oh, what?
Much to perhaps the dismay of the
Stop
listeners.
It.
Melbourne Storm.
Okay, fair enough.
They have Cameron Munster.
Yes.
Who's a Rocky boy.
Yes.
Rocky sent Melbourne Storm the Munster, and Melbourne in return sent Rockhampton me. Unfortunately, I'm not sure if it's a fair trade.
Hey, JL, Hello. First things first, actually, I quickly need to butt in. We need to get him an NRL team, so I just wanted to know what your thoughts would be.
Well, obviously, one of the Queensland teams is always a winner. You can either choose from the Dolphins, Broncos, Cowboys, Titans, or Melbourne Storm. They're all Queensland teams, and we love all of them.
We already talked about that. You didn't really help.
Sounds remarkably Victorian.
Yeah. Right, it's that's just the way it is up here. But yeah, find yourself a team. Probably fins up. Dolphins are a new one. If you're a new man to the rugby league scene, jump on the train. The Dolphins just down the road. You can't go wrong.
I think I am leaning towards the Dolphins. But hypothetically, if I were to walk around Central Queensland as a Melbourne Storm supporter, how long do you think I would last?
Nah, you're a winner.
Yeah,
you're a winner.
Okay,
that's don't worry about that.
Following
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.
Triple M.
Pinky. I'm a bit nervous about this one, but
you
just before that
nervous.
Song, you alluded to wanting to challenge me
yes,
to something.
I know, right?
Getting up at 3:30 this morning wasn't a challenge enough.
I know, right? I just think, why not? Just to keep things really fun and keep us on our toes together and get to know each other really well. I feel like I want to set you a challenge this week. As if the 3:30 starts aren't brutal enough, Anthony. I learnt about you in the last couple of weeks behind the scenes that you are as hooked on coffee as me.
Yes. Where's
so,
this going?
My challenge, if you shall accept, and it's not a good look to say no, like, you know, you just need peer pressure and just accept, is that I challenge you to having zero coffees for an entire week Yes, your first week of doing a breakfast show here at Triple M CQ with me.
Is this?
Because I'm nice like that.
Is this? Are we actually in like a song? Is this some sort of prank?
No.
That you're pulling on me?
What do you reckon?
I mean, like you said, I can't say no. But we are doing breakfast radio, and I have two coffees a day usually.
Yeah, I know, just like me.
Is this legal? Do we have a HR here that I can consult?
I think we can add a few little rules in here, okay? So the thing is, you can totally fail. If you want to fail in life, that's fine.
Sounds
if
good,
you
I fail,
if you opt out and you just can't go without, you have to have a dirty old instant coffee for a week. That's all you can have for
that's
a
all
week.
I can have.
If you fail the challenge.
Can I put milk and sugar in it?
Yeah, yeah, but it's got to be dirty old instant. Who wants that? It's not 1985. Or
the punishment
you can
does
get,
the crime.
You
get
a pass
enough.
Out if I feel like you're being miserable and cranky and unbearable. I can buy you a coffee.
Oh, so if you buy me
and
a coffee, no
problem.
And
that's out as well, yeah.
So all I have to do is act extremely cranky.
Because my sanity is really important.
Okay, well, so there's a loophole here. I can... I'm not going to say no. I'm going to take on this challenge, but only if I can give you a challenge next week.
Yeah, fair's fair.
As payback.
That's fine with me. Just,
I mean,
I've already been
out.
Really creative with taking coffee off you. You can't just pay me back with the same thing.
Seriously, though, what is my notice period? Like, am I quit?
The challenge is on then?
The challenge is on.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Story you've come across, Anthony, concerns the mayor of Livingston Shire, Andy Ireland. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we? Good morning to your listeners.
Very good. Andy, how are you?
Mate, living the dream down here. Beautiful day again.
Now, like Pinky mentioned, I did read throughout the week that the council is considering a name change for Livingston Shire. Is that correct?
Well, we're looking for a report on it to see what the pros and cons for doing that are, guys. But, yeah, look, ultimately, we're interested in seeing what the community thinks about it.
Now, I think the main reason being that it's not very clear where in Australia we are as a council. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of tripping around for council business in recent times, Canberra, Melbourne. And, of course, you get introduced as the mayor of Livingston Shire Council, and the first question they ask you is, where's that?
Exactly.
Of course, there's no geographic reference or anything like that. So that's one of the reasons.
Pinky and I would like to put it to you
yeah.
that if you are to go forward with the name change, can Pinky and I and the listeners of Central Queensland help choose the new name?
Can we offer some suggestions, sir?
Of course you can.
Because I understand the dilemma. It's a bit like when we refer to, say, Hobbitville, the Shire. You know, people are like, the Shire could be anywhere, but it's actually... in J.R.R. Tolkien's fictional storybook, right?
So, that's right.
So we need to fix this up.
Well, it's open for debate. We'll get a report back from the officers with, you know, costs and all those sorts of things and pros and against, and certainly be looking for some community engagement on that too.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You know, any suggestions, put them up.
Exactly. We'll save you a lot of money by doing the community engagement yeah. for you.
Well, we've got it covered, all right? We got you.
Ah, cool. It's all done and dusted then, huh?
All righty. Well, we'll get back to you by the end of the week, hopefully. We'll see how everyone contributes this week with some suggestions. All right, Andy?
No worries. Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Pinky, we have a very special guest today, Kelsey Lemaitre from the Rockhampton Table Tennis Club. How are you, Kelsey?
Yeah. Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah. Good to have you joining us. Thank you.
Now, you competed in the Bundaberg Open the other weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is.
Fantastic. And how many people from the Rockhampton Table Tennis Club got down and competed in that?
Oh, we had about 6 or 7 people travel down with us from Rocky to Bundy. So, yeah, it was a good contingent.
A great turnout. And pray tell, Kelsey, who won the Women's Singles Championship?
I did.
Congratulations. How did that feel?
Oh, it was pretty good. I actually won it the year before as well. So I was going down with a purpose this year. So, yeah. I was pretty pleased with myself to come back with the same title as last year. So, yeah, it's great.
Straight to the pool room. I mean, table tennis room, basically. I did want to know, how old were you when you started playing?
So I started playing in grade 6. So I was probably 11
when
I started playing.
Were you playing competitively at 11 or was it, because I know when I started playing, it was probably a similar age, but it's... you know, in someone's backyard
yeah.
or someone's garage
under
with
the
an
house.
Old, with your cousins on an old table.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I started playing. We used to go on holiday in the summer holidays and I used to play with my family and they would all beat me And yeah, I used to play with like a frying pan.
Stop
and then
it.
We came back from those holidays, and the school I was at had like a taster session. And I started playing then with my sister, and I just fell in love with the sport, and I've been playing 16 years now. So.
And did that history of not winning in the family games like really fire you up to beat everybody? Not with the frying pan, though?
Let's just say that they can't beat me anymore.
Wow.
The fire in the belly. You've got quite the backstory. You're also still involved in the Rockhampton Table Tennis Club outside of just playing. What is it that you do with them at the moment?
Yeah, so I run a session on a Monday morning called Bat and Chat. So I set this up almost a year ago. So this is a group for over 50s to come down to the Table Tennis Centre on a Monday morning, 9 to 11, to get active, make friends and have fun. So
that does sound like heaps of fun. So much fun that I kind of want to sign up even though I'm not over 50. We have some very peculiar rules in our office because we have a table tennis table as well.
We do.
And I think your expertise is needed to settle the dispute that I've perhaps started.
Yeah, Anthony's very stressed out about this, Kelsey.
So I've come in and, Kelsey, let me just run you by the normal rules that I would play back home in the garage with my cousins. And I think this will sound familiar to you. It's either first to 21 with 5 serves each. Is that correct?
No.
Or first to 11 with 2 serves each.
First to 11 with 2 serves each.
Okay. They're the two usual options that you see, right?
So in standard competitions, it's 2 serves, first to 11. First to 21 was a rule from a very long time ago, but commonly used in garage table tennis, yes.
Okay. I think the key thing, though, is first to 11, 2 serves each. This is the bamboozling rule that we have in the office. It's first to 10 and the winner of the point serves.
Oh, so like volleyball.
Yes, exactly. A completely different sport.
It's the wrong sport.
Kelsey, are we able...
Interesting.
It's something very interesting.
She's fascinated.
Now, I like the sound of the tournament rules, first to 11, 2 serves. Are we able to get you to the office at some point?
For professional guidance.
Professional guidance for the CQ Triple M team.
Yeah, definitely. I'll see what we can do.
I love this. Great. It's her Dr. Phil moment, but with table tennis.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
So another data breach is in the news concerning Latitude customers. Which are popular because of the interest-free conditions when you buy things. And I am a Latitude card customer, Anthony, and all I have to say is if you've got my data, that's okay. Can you just make a payment on my card? Like, I'm not worried. Just pay it out, please.
Hopefully Afterpay gets done next.
I think that'd be handy.
I think I have Latitude as well.
Do you?
If you stumble across an Anthony and Pinky,
please
make 2 payments.
Yeah, just pay it out. It could be handy for us.
I think I was also part of the Optus data breach and I did nothing about it.
Yeah.
But I get a lot more scam WhatsApp, Facebook and Instagram
Prank
messages.
Calls? Yeah.
So I wonder if someone out there is pretending to be me.
Pay our cards, please.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Dumb ways to die.
As the song suggests, Pinky, there are many, many dumb ways to die.
Yeah.
Here is one of them. Falling out of bed.
No.
You wouldn't believe it, but 450 people a year die by falling out of bed. Not a problem for me. I don't have a bed frame.
Really?
No, not at all.
You got a mattress on the floor?
You bet.
Oh, you're safe.
Another dumb way to die. You can get hit by a coconut falling out of a tree.
Stop it.
Again, you wouldn't believe it. 150 people a year die this way. Actually, a bit of a risk if you're living in central Queensland.
Yeah, I know.
I would have thought you go out to Keppel Island. Be careful.
I know. It's a good thing we survived last week.
Yeah, barely. And one more for you if you've got time.
Okay.
Alex Mitchell in 1975. Not that you would know who that is. Not that anyone would know who that is. So I'm not sure why I said the name. He died of laughing so hard. So perhaps a hazard for the listeners of this show.
Oh, obviously. Yes.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Pinky's Bloody Legends, rolling up their sleeves to help save lives.
Well, legends are made. love this. Yeah, you can sign up and join Pinky's Bloody Legends. It's better than joining the Dolphins. Australian Red Cross Lifeblood, all you need to do, Anthony, is if you're already registered and donate plasma or blood, or if you're not yet, you can just jump onto the website and then there's a team section and you just search for this team. And then you're on board. The really good bit about it is I don't see people's names or personal info. It's all confidential. We just get an overall tally of how many plasma and blood donations we will make as a team in 2023.
That's fantastic. It's such a good cause. Everyone, my whole family that you're meeting this week, they all donate.
Nice.
How many have we got at the moment?
So I've got 5 team members. I'm one of them.
Wow.
And we have a total of 4 donations, which include plasma and whole blood. So that's really great. And I have an update because I was in there yesterday at the Rocky Donor Centre to donate plasma. I was due. And so I rocked up pretty excited. As you can see, my arms look pretty today, don't they?
Yeah. Ooh.
Bandage on each one.
I don't want to discourage people. They look fantastic.
No, this is what happens. So sometimes the needles can, my veins were misbehaving and you can, they can move and wiggle and whatever and things just don't go to plan because we are dealing with bodies, all right? So the first arm was like, no, not cooperating. And then the second arm didn't cooperate either.
Oh, you're kidding.
I know. And I think it could be karma because Paulie, the manager up there, he was wearing a Red Cross Lifeblood hat yesterday and I was teasing him about it.
Oh, so the universe then, has come back together.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. I just got to not let you donate. And the worst bit is I missed out on the Freddos because I didn't do anything.
Because you didn't donate. Is that all? Is that all you get? But is that what you get at the Rocky Donor
Centre? Their cafe is amazing. There's all sorts of snacks. Yeah, they really look after you there. So you can absolutely jump online to see if you are eligible or give them a call as well. Super easy to do.
It's a fantastic cause and one really worth getting behind. And I personally, I love the free meal.
Yeah, exactly, if the veins are working. So join today, Pinky's Bloody Legends. I'll see you back up there soon, Paulie.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
It's Crab Shack Day, Pinky.
It is Crab Shack Day.
So in the spirit of that, I have put together some crab facts.
Because we're celebrating the Tanham Crab Classic Family Fun Day this Sunday.
That is correct. Would you be happy to guess true or false to my crab facts?
Okay. I don't really get a choice, but I can.
They're pretty hard. Number one.
Okay.
It's pretty full on this.
Wow,
this quiz.
Is there prize money?
Number one.
Do I get off
you,
the
sorry.
Island? What happens?
They communicate, crabs that is, communicate with one another through vibrating sand particles with their claws.
True.
That's false.
No, stop it.
Although it could be true because I made it up, but it's such a
That's
sophisticated
a great,
lie
yes, it is.
That it could be true, right?
It's very impressive.
Question number 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
A coconut crab is a giant crab that lives on islands in the Pacific and Indian Ocean.
True.
You deserve one of these.
Thank you.
Well done. So you're one from two. Question number 3. If a crab loses a claw, it can grow back over time.
Oh, just pull the other one. Pull the other crab claw. No. False.
That's true.
No.
However, if it loses its claw in a fight out of respect to the other person, it cannot grow back. That's false as well.
What does it do?
That part is false. That was just a bonus question. So you're 1 from 3.
Don't grow back, buddy. Okay.
Number 4. Crab meat. This one might be right up your alley. Crab meat is an aphrodisiac.
True.
False.
But not if it's coming from a tin. Okay, it's false still, righto. No, it's oysters that are. So
I
I'm like, maybe
one,
it's all seafood.
I knew that one from experience, unfortunately. Had to learn the hard way. Or the not so hard way. Number 5. This is your last one. So
okay,
you are
1 from 4,
by the way. This is terrible.
Wow.
A crab's body temperature is the second lowest of all animals.
False. Yeah, because
well
I know
done.
There's
you got the last
way
one correct.
More deep sea creatures out there that have crazy body temps. So,
I pulled that fact.
I watched a documentary here and there.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Pinky's crabby.
Listen to me. The human world, it's a mess.
Thanks to Tanham Crab Classic Family Fun Day, Sunday, April 2nd.
Yeah, look, we are operating out of the Crab Shack this morning at Triple MCQ. And Anthony, I am feeling crabby.
Oh, what's got you crabby, Pinky? Hopefully not me.
Side note, liar, liar. Well, crabby from a thing I did yesterday. Past Pinky did a thing. Have a Garmin watch?
I do have a Garmin watch.
Okay, so it can track all your physical activities and
absolutely,
things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Me too. I had a pool session to do, to go to the public pool yesterday to do a swim session, and I had it planned to get done up until closing time at the pool, right? Okay. That was the way of my day.
Sure.
And I did a few things on the run around to get there as well, grabbed my swimming bag, blah, blah, blah. I get there. Guess who didn't put her watch on?
Oh, not Pinky.
Which has to check. Past Pinky did not have her garment. I was like, oh,
past
no.
Pinky is not an indicator of present Pinky performance.
But present Pinky is really crabby. So I didn't have it on. And I also, because of the time frame, I could not go home and get it. So you're like, if I swim, did it even happen?
If a tree falls in the woods and no one was there to hear
and
it.
How do I track it? And I just had this little mini meltdown. Yeah.
I tell you what, Garmin's are making you crabby because I'm not sure if you remember in the office the other day, I checked mine because I got a notification
yeah.
and you said you hated that.
So, yeah, for mine because I had to switch Bluetooth off because it just annoys me.
So it's not just your Garmin that makes you crabby, it's mine too.
Just everything.
Although I do feel your pain because I have, Dad follows me on Strava.
Yes.
And that's Garmin links into that.
Correct.
And so if I go for a run or do anything that doesn't go to Strava, my dad can't see.
Yeah,
and now he thinks I'm lazy.
He's judging
I had,
you.
The worst one, I think, though, is I had a friend. He was riding 100 kilometres for charity. And halfway through, his Garmin died.
Stop it.
So it stopped recording. And I personally, if that was me, despite the fact that I would be doing the ride for charity, which is a great cause, yeah. I would almost get to the end and go, well, that wasn't really worth it, was it?
I know. That's the awful thing. So, and do you know what I had to do, which leads me to that chat about Strava, is, yeah, I had to go and log it in manually.
Oh, which seems so made up and fake. Like anyone who follows you is going to go, sure you went for a swim,
yeah, Pinky. I don't even blame them. So anyway, that is why I'm crabby this morning. All thanks to the Tanum Crab Classic this Sunday, the 2nd of April.
Triple M's Pinky and Anthony are under the sea.
That is our moral dilemma. Should we have smashed a crab?
I mean, we've already done it, but...
Oh, yeah, true. So forgive us retrospectively if
yes.
you don't think we should have smashed a crab. But play that sound effect again for me, Pinky. That was the sound of our smash for the crab earlier. And we were wondering now, in hindsight, if that was a step too far. I mean, there are, you know, a lot of things you can do in the name of radio, but did we cross a line there?
Yeah. Because we did get a crab yesterday, as you can see on Facebook and Insta for Triple M Central Queensland, for Budget Chefs, our new online segment. It doesn't sound budget friendly, but I did have a solution to making crab sandwiches and suggesting that as a budget meal. And so I would say that we did use the crab wholeheartedly for food and nourishment.
Nothing went
and
away.
Then for a sound
effect. Two things there. Two
now
things
I said
there.
That out loud.
Two things. You mentioned the crab sandwich doesn't sound so budget. If you go and watch the video on our Facebook page.
Guaranteed it's a budget.
Exactly. Second thing is I want to distance myself from this. You heard my sister tell a story
yes.
earlier about me getting stung by a stingray. So I've learnt my lesson about messing with sea life.
Apparently you have.
And that's why I caught and released all my crabs yesterday. Groundsman, I think he's got an opinion on it.
Morning, Groundsman.
We've just
Good
lost
morning. It. Hey, I'll take your crabbing, mate.
You take me crabbing?
Oh, just...
Yeah. And not those sorts of crab, Pinky.
Oh, Groundsman. Come on, hey, mate.
We're waiting
mate,
for it.
I'll take your crabbing one day.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's organise it.
We should do a live feed from down that way, but it'd be pretty hard. You might be underwater. Oh, hang on. Did I say I was going to use you as bait? Sorry.
I would be very tasty.
But is there an answer to the moral dilemma this morning, Groundsman?
What is the main dilemma?
Should we have smashed the crab? Was that too far
for a
radio?
Sound effect? Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Glad we got you on side.
Yeah, because Groundsman's got no morals. So anyway, that wraps that up.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
We are talking shit nicknames, Pinky.
Don't talk talk to me like I've got one because I don't.
You don't. No, no, no. You don't. Nickname. You don't. It's just a catchy title, I suppose. But it doesn't mean your nickname has to be bad. For instance, this one, a guy named Keith, I know, he was fishing and he lost his eye, genuinely lost his eye in a fishing accident. And all his other mates started calling him Keith.
Why?
Because he's lost an eye. But Keith has an eye.
I love their mates. That's funny.
I don't think I've asked you yet since being here. How did you get your nickname? Because contrary to popular belief, Pinky is not your birth name.
No, but it's just permanent now. So it was back in the days, late 90s, early noughties, at uni, hot pink fudge in my hair. Thankfully, colouring products have come a long way since then because that was annoying because you'd have to put it in and it'd wash out too quickly.
I can picture you rollerblading as well around campus. Is that accurate, you reckon?
No, but I do have rollerblades now. I was a rollerblader. That was just where it came from. And then, you know, you get into radio and then it's just a forever name and no one recognises me with my other name. So that's the way it is. Yeah.
Speaking of getting into radio with a nickname, they did ask me if I have a nickname when I started.
Yeah,
and I said,
you?
No, it's just Anthony because I'm trying to distance myself from the nickname that I had back home.
Really?
But
here
in the interest
go.
Of good radio, I'll tell you the story.
Yes.
So Anthony often gets shortened to Tony, correct?
Yes.
It does. I really...
Yes, Tony, it does.
No. See, this is how it started last time. I really dislike Tony and my friends and my old work figured that out very quickly.
Yeah.
And started to exclusively call me Tony to the point where a friend's mum, if I saw them out in the street, they'd say, how are you, Tony?
Oh, that would annoy me too.
And then you might not be able to tell because I'm on radio. And perhaps this is why I'm on radio, but I'm not the tallest lad going around.
But you're not short.
I wouldn't have thought so.
You're the same height as me.
I think I'm a pretty good height.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pinky. This is why I moved up north. Nicer people. My friends back home, some of them are a little bit taller.
Because they're lacking vitamin D. They're miserable. Anyway.
Exactly. They started to call me Shetland Tony because I was shorter than them. Hey, we've had a nickname.
Shetland Tony, that's great.
We've had a nickname come through on the Facebook pipes, Pinky. Triple M Central Queensland. Justin Woolcock has told us, from my surname, there are many that that went around. I had to have thick skin.
Or thick wool cock.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Pinky, we are talking shit nicknames.
We are. What was yours again?
Mine? Okay. Mine was Shetland Tony.
Oh, my
Tony,
goodness.
Short for Anthony, and I'm a little bit short.
Give us a call, 133353.
Triple M, good morning. Who's this?
Hello, it's Janine. How are you going?
Good, Janine. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, do you have a shit nickname?
I do, actually, and it has been with me for like 17 years.
Ooh, okay.
That's the case with these things. You can't shake them.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I used to live in Moorabar, I used to play a fair bit of bowls.
Yep.
Anyway, we went away, and I don't know if you can remember the ad because you're young, but it's Gavin the Koala?
No.
Are we there yet?
Oh, okay.
Yes. Anyway, so I went travelling and with a group, and I was in the back seat, and I kept on saying, are we there yet? Anyway, they said, no, we're not there yet, Gav.
Gav.
So my nickname has been Gav.
Wow.
For 17 years. And believe it or not, people still call me Gav when they see me. My friends in Moorabar and that.
Oh my goodness. No wonder you're over it.
Gavin, let me give you a tip. Take it from me. Here's how you shake a nickname. Move interstate.
No, I don't mind it, actually. I like, really. It sort of suits me, I think.
I think so too. Thanks so much for your call, Gav.
Yeah, you know when Janine calls through for Smash for the Stash, now I'll say, good morning, Gav. How are you?
Awful name, Gavin. Hey, we had one more come through on Facebook, Pinky. Donna has said by giving birth, she inherited the nickname Mum.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Our phone lines are always open, Pinky. 133-53.
Yes, and look, we have been collecting a few calls from some very well-known listeners this morning who wanted to welcome Anthony on board.
Hello.
Triple M, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Pinky. How are you?
Hey, Bernie. Good. How are you doing?
I'm really upset.
Why? What's happening?
Because how come I didn't get to be your co-host?
Bernie, I'm right here.
Yeah, because Anthony did.
Oh, I'm sorry, Anthony. No offence or anything. You know, love when people say that, eh? I'm not racist, but, you know, I'm hilarious. I'm a regular caller. I've got a name Bernie Zars off. And I have a head for radio. I don't know why I didn't get the gig.
You're right, Bernie. You do tick all the boxes. I'm not sure how you didn't.
Yeah.
Triple M, good morning. Who's this?
Hello. Yeah. Can I speak to Anthony, please?
Yes,
May
sure.
May I ask who's calling, please?
Yes, it's your Uncle Silvio, Anthony. You forget me. You mentioned the whole family and you forget me.
Oh, wow.
I'm not Italian, Big Al.
I know this, but we're very close. Listen.
your phone number does say Big Al Silvio, but anyway.
No way. I remember the old days with Anthony making the baklava. Yes, layer upon layer. Yes, I know I'm here on the witness protection, but anyway.
Are you doing material?
Welcome to Big Al.
Killer?
And your life,
I'm
Anthony.
Material. Hey, Anthony, how you going?
Oh, my Big Al. Who would have thought? I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, muy bien. Gracias. Listen, you bloody idiot. Do you have pineapple on pizza?
Be honest.
Yes, I do. I do.
Oh,
not all the time, but I enjoy it.
Okay. That's fair enough.
So you're a fan or you're not a fan?
I'm a fan. Are you?
Anchovies?
Anchovies, I'm a fan.
Oh, very good. And extra cheese?
Every now and then.
Listen, Anthony, I've got a mustache. You've got a mustache. We're practically related.
Mo bros.
Mo bros! No goes, Mo bros. Listen.
I'm listening.
In the street or across the street.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that for my benefit or yours?
Yeah. Do we need to call someone? Security?
See ya. See you in Allen's Town, Woolworths, mate. That's where I catch Pinky.
Stalk or catch?
It's true. It's true. In the yogurt section.
Catch is an interesting
Judy,
word
Judy,
to use.
My darling wife says g'day to Anthony. She's lovely.
Yeah, Jude is actually the much better half.
Oh, well, hello to Jude. Feel free to call in any time, Jude.
Anyway. Hey, listen, good chat news both. And Anthony, you seem to be handling those little steering wheels okay.
Thanks, Miguel. It was great to meet you.
Adios, amigo. Hey, see you, PG.
Au revoir.
So, Anthony, are you feeling welcomed to Central Queensland? Like I said, Central Queensland owns us.
I'm feeling welcomed, but my sense of job security has dramatically decreased.
I know, right? Popular job spot.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast on Triple MCQ. It's 10 to 8 and it's a Thursday, which means it's 4 days since you sent me a challenge, Pinky, at the start of the week on our first day on air. Would you like to explain yourself?
Yeah, look, it was after 8:30 and we decided, look, you know, let's just put you under a challenge for the first week here on Triple M Central Queensland. And yes, it was probably a little cruel. And I said, because you had quite the strong coffee habit, just
addiction. Like
myself, yes, addiction. I said, look, off the coffees for the first week. So for 7 days, starting Monday morning. And the only ways the exceptions were that if you were really unbearable, I could buy you a coffee and sort you out. Or if you actually had to get one yourself because you couldn't handle it, it was instant coffee for a week. And I have to say a little bit this morning, I feel like I probably should go buy you one.
And I don't know why I haven't decided to just forfeit yet, because both forfeits result in me being able to have coffee.
Yeah.
Like I said, though, I think Tuesday, every morning I feel like it resets. So I have headaches in the afternoon, but in the morning I come in feeling a bit fresh. So I thought I would journal my thoughts in the afternoon, because that's when I'm at my worst. By the way, yesterday after the show, an hour and 20 minutes. That's how long I slept for, because I had no caffeine in my system.
Yeah.
After that, I got a call from my mum. And I could barely tolerate her. If you heard how nice she was on air earlier in the week, I'm sure she wouldn't have very nice things to say about me after that phone call, because I didn't really have much patience.
Wow.
After that, to offset the 1 hour 20 nap, I tried to go for a run. But with every step, it felt like someone was shaking a bag of rocks around my head.
I bet.
So I gave up on that, no surprise. And in the end, I decided to turn to my best friend, comfort food. I got greasy Chinese takeaway to see me through the afternoon. The other thing I'm really worried about is I had a local cafe and I would see them every day. And now they haven't seen me for a few days.
You think they've noticed?
I wonder what they're thinking. Are they worried?
They probably didn't remember you anyway, mate.
Do they think, have they forgotten my order by now? That's what I'm worried about.
I think you think too much about yourself.
We'll see next time I go back next week once the challenge is over.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
It's Awesome 80s Friday and we are playing Friday Fantails. No, it's not just an excuse for us to eat a fantail at 20 to 7 in the morning. Although it's a good reason to, I suppose.
Thanks to Red Rooster, the most delicious roast chickens in store or delivery.
Here's how the game's going to work. 133353. Pinky is going to start reading the question off a fantail wrapper.
Yep.
If you know the answer, call in 133353 for your chance to win a fried family pack thanks to Red Rooster.
Who am I? Born in Kentucky in 1961, he moved to LA in 1982 for acting. He achieved stardom as Dr. Doug Ross on the hit NBC drama ER. His first major Hollywood role came in From Dusk Till Dawn in 96. He was starred in the Oceans series, starting with Oceans 11 in 2001, Michael Clayton in 2007, Up in the Air 2009, and The Descendants in 2011. He has consistently been labelled an object of desire among women. Yes, I agree. And in 2013, he broke his own box office record with the acclaimed Gravity and is the front man of coffee company Nespresso's advertising campaign. Who is he?
Ooh, Triple M, good morning. Who's this?
This is Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, do you think you know who Pinky is describing?
Definitely 1,000%.
Okay.
George Clooney.
That is...
correct.
Correct. Well done, Gabrielle. You've won yourself a fried family pack thanks to Red Rooster.
And George Clooney.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.